Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
We are doing Shin Mem today, which actually comprises a few malachot. So we'll try and finish Shin Mem, we'll see. Okay, otherwise we'll definitely finish Chela Gimel Blineder by Sunday, by the end of Sunday. So Aleph, let's start, Shin Mem. So here's Kama Midvarim Asurim B'Shabbos Ke'in Toladas Me'avos. So Aleph, Asur Lito Se'aro or Tziponav. So now this is Gozes. Gozes can be Daraisa, it could be Darabanan, depending how it's done. So he says, it's Asur to do it. So Asur includes both Darabanan and both Daraisa. That's for hair, for nails, and it includes skin. Bein biyad, bein bakli. It doesn't matter if you do your hand or utensil. But it doesn't matter because the hand will be darabanan and a utensil like scissors, nail clippers, will be daraisa. Bein la'atzmo, bein la'acharim. Whether you're doing it on your own body or someone else's body. V'chayav, and there's a chiyuv of chatas, al shtei se'arot. If you do two hairs. So two hairs is the minimum in general. However, if you're trying to remove what you have, one white hair, a little bit beyond that point, thank you. If you're trying to remove just one white hair among the black hairs, even just one would be chayav because you're really fulfilling your purpose. And even during the week, if you're removing, if a male, a man is moving, removing white hairs from black hairs, would not only be an Isra of Shabbos, but during the week would be Mishum lo yobash gever simlat isha. B'zarat Hashem, maybe when you get to your idea, discuss it nowadays. Men are more interested in their beauty. But anyways, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, just to point out, very interesting. Normally, we paskin, we hold a malacha she'enet tzricha legufa is pater, like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda, and so it's only the Rambam's machmer, but we paskin in general that it's only in Isser Darabanan. So how are you chayav over here? So it must be a case. So it depends how you understand it. Mefarshim explain, but it could be a chayav if it's you want to use the hair or you use the skin, or we know that you can also remove hair in the Mishkan. Part of the making the skins was that they used was to remove the hair, even though they were throwing it away. So many say even here, if the purpose is to make yourself more beautiful, and that's the function. So then we don't, even though you're going to throw away the hair, it's still a malacha de araisa, even according to Rabbi Shimon and according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that's generally we do it for beauty. The Mishnah Berurah will point out that if you're doing it for the purpose of tevila, in order to make yourself, for a person who doesn't want to have a chatzitza, and the purpose is for the mitzvah, but it's not to make yourself more beautiful, then he would say that's only nisa derabanan. Why is that very important? What happens if a person needs to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, especially a woman, a leil tevila, Friday night? So, and if she didn't cut her nails. So ideally, we get a goy to cut it, ideally with their fingers, but l'maisa, you're allowed to do it even with a kli. That's why it's important that we consider it derabanan. But anyways, if you don't have a goy to cut your nails on Friday night, you just clean them the best you can, inspect them, and then go ahead and dip. That's the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Okay, I think that's about it. Okay, Mishnah Berurah points out his opinion is Chatzi Shir is also Aser by Hilchos Shabbos. So we know by Achila Chatzi Shir, if you don't do the full Shir, it's still an Iser De'araisa. Rambam writes by all of Hilchos Shabbos, if you only do not the full Shir, it's also Aser. And then it happens to be a machloket if it's aser midaraisa or midarabanan by Hilchos Shabbos. But it's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion or position. Let's see. Okay. Just since we're going to move on from Gozes in a moment, Just the Mishnah Berurah wanted to point out a couple quick things. That, for example, you can be chayev on geziza, whether the person is alive or it's a dead body. Either way, even from whether it's on the body or it's from the skin. All right, we know that by the Mishkan. That's obvious. Okay. And he says, just to pluck out a hair from your skin is only an Issur Darabanan, because it hurts and it's not the derech to do geziza. The derech to do geziza is with the blade, with the scissors, etc. Okay. How many hairs can one pluck? I believe only two. Two hairs in order to be chayav deraisa. No, so one would be aser, midarabanan. Or, according to the Mishnah Berurah, probably an Issur Daraisa, but of Chatzi Shir, not a Chayav Chatas. And, but two would be Daraisa. And from a dead body, even if you pluck it, because it doesn't hurt, and that is the normal. Also, he says, by birds, it's normal, even if they're still alive, to pluck. That's also Esser. Okay. Tov. Alright, let's go on. Beis. Again, obviously, we're not learning every single detail of these malachos. Beis. Asur lachtoch yabelet migufo. Let's say you have a wart or some piece of skin, skin tag, and you want to remove it. So it's asur. Bein biyad, bein bekli, bein lo, bein la'acher. So it doesn't matter if it's with your hand or with a kli, and if it's on you or on somebody else, it's asur. Now, if it's dry, and eventually it's going to come off, we say it's only nisud rabbanon. But if it's moist, gets a blood supply, then it'd be, and you use a kli, then it'd be an iser d'araisa gozes. And Mishnah Berurah points out, also using your teeth is also aser, whether it's your fingernails, your skin, that's also aser. Okay, but midarabanan. Gimel. Hamochek diyo she'al klap. So now we're doing a little bit of hilchos ksiva and mechika of writing and erasing. Hamochek diyo she'al haklaf. Now let's say you have a blotch of diyo, of ink, on your klaf, on your piece of paper, parchment, and you want to remove it in order to write in that space. O she'ava she'al hapinkas. Or you have wax on the paper and you want to remove it. Im yesh b'mkomo, kedei lichtov shtei otiyot chayav. If you remove enough ink or wax and you have enough room to write two letters, then you're chayav. And obviously you're only going to be chayav if you're erasing for the purpose of writing. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out a couple of things of ksiva. So you're only chayav if you do two letters. And some say also for making pictures. But that's also going to be, we're going to get to that. So as far as, so pictures and writing two letters, that's going to be that's the minimum. He points out, if you have two, it's actually on the next page. Where did it go? If you have two letters, so that's the minimum. And even if you write on your skin, that's also going to be chayav. In order to be chayav deraisa, it must be you're writing with something that's permanent on something that accepts permanence. So it has to be where it's like ink, it's going to last, not just colored water, or juice that they say is going to run away, it's not going to last. And it has to be on skin, it could be on a table, it could be on paper, something that's not going to just shrivel up shortly. So whenever you're chayav for ksiva on those things, you're going to be chayav on erasing. And it could be any two letters, even if they don't mean anything, like an aleph and a gimel together doesn't mean anything. And it could even be two of the same letters together, like tav tav, gimel gimel. So let's see back inside. So now, it was also normal. The Mishnah Berurah, just to explain the case of the shava that we just read, of the wax. So often they used to melt some wax, and they would write and engrave into the wax, so that you'd be chayav, he writes. And even to erase a layer of wax in order to make it easier to write with, as if it's enough wax where you have enough to write two letters, then you'd be chayav. If it's less than two letters, it would still be Aser, but only Aser midrabanan. And even if you don't plan to write today on Shabbos, you're erasing on Shabbos, you plan to write on Sunday, it's still Aser, because today you are erasing, and that's one of the malachas, is erasing. It has to be for a functional purpose to write, but it doesn't have to be to write on Shabbos. Okay? Interesting. He writes, if you have ink, even if it's moist, and it spills on your paper, you're not allowed to erase it, even or to remove that wet ink, even on Shabbos, because that's also... that's also a problem of erasing. Now, interesting case, practical. The Rama says, Haga, Asur l'shaber uga shekatav aleha kemin otiot af al pi she'enu mechavin rak l'achila dehave mochek. Person has a cake, and on the frosting they write happy birthday, they write letters on it. What are you supposed to do? So the Rama is very clear, and that is the general consensus by almost all poske Ashkenaz, except for the Nodi of Yehuda, who argues. They say you're not allowed to cut the cake. You're allowed to, you're allowed to eat it. And also if you have pictures on it. You can't cut through on Shabbos. You can cut through Erev Shabbos and then pull it apart later on Shabbos. You can eat it, but you can't actually cut the letters. You can cut between the letters, but not the letters themselves.
If the letters are made from something gooey, and then you cut it.
So if it's a material that's very runny, I don't know how you draw the line, they say juice or juice mixed or water mixed with honey, if it's gonna move on its own, so many are makel with that one. But frosting is not so runny. The Shemira Shabbos Gilchasa also says it's aser. What?
If you put the pieces together after you cut them,
so, but they say it's okay. It's not. It's basically been separated. Shmur Shabbos in the footnotes quotes the Elie Rabba, who says you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos through the letters with your left hand or with the shinui. If you're a writer, use a left hand. Left hand, use a right hand. I don't know if everyone agrees, but it's in there. The Elie Rabba, it's quoted in the footnotes of the Shmur Shabbos Gilchasa. What are you supposed to do? They say you can give it to a kid. That's not a problem. To let him eat it. And he's going to cut his own piece to eat it. But it's a question. What do you do with it? There are some who are mekel. Like I mentioned, Nodeb Yehuda and Rav Avadi Yosef and Or Letzion. They are mekel. That's general what the Sephardim do. Kaf HaChaim is machmer. Let's see. Now, if the cake itself is made into letters, so everyone says that's okay, or most say that that's not a problem. It's only if you have on top of the cake, sometimes you can have a cake made up of the shape, in a shape, that's okay. But if it's, you write the frosting on the cake, that's when most poskim are machmer. So, okay.
And like Rabbi, you said it's made
called Achila. Yes. It's called Derech Achila. They also, so the cooler for being is it's derech achila, it's a makalkel, and also the Sephardim in general, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in general, certainly when there's any tzarech, that when you have a psik resha, even though it's a psik resha, it's delo nichale and eno miskavin by an iser derabanan, so they're generally makel. Ashkenazim are generally machmer in that case. Yeah, but it's cake is not. This is not a permanent. The cake, the frosting's not permanent, and the cake is not permanent. They're all eaten. They all get destroyed. It's not a. I don't think it's considered something permanent. So that's why it's for sure to be derabanan. To write obviously is a problem. Even to write with fruit juice or honey is certainly a problem. We're talking about eating from it. Okay. When they're makel by the fruit juice, that's when it's. We're gonna see that in a moment. They're makel for food. It's oneg Shabbos. It's derech achila. So if it's fruit juice, they're makel. That's what we saw. Now let's see Dalet. Yesh lizaher shalolichto beetzba'o b'mashkin. al shulchan or be'efer, on a table, on a surface, on a cake. You can't write with your finger, by spreading, like dip your finger in a liquid and to write with it, or into dust or ashes and then to write with it. Aval mutar lirshom ba'avir kamin otiyot, but you can play a game with your friend and draw your finger in the air into letters and see if you guys can understand each other. So that's 100%. Because you're doing nothing, you're just moving your finger in the air. They say also you can also move your finger on a table. Just like you can play that game of just moving your finger in the air, you can do that on a table if you're not going to make any kind of a drawing with water or anything. But if you have a condensed cold on a glass, what's the right word? The moisture. And you want to start on your car. People do that on their glass windows.
Condensation.
There you go. So to start making pictures and letters, so that he says is aser. Of course, all this is derabanan. To make drawings in the sand, that would also be an aser
in
derabanan.
Numbers as well.
Yeah, numbers as well.
The game like Rummy Cup on Shabbos. Can you play Rummy Cup on Shabbos?
So many say you're allowed to. That's not derech ksiva. Ksiva is when you're, I'm sure someone's machmer, I don't know.
There's no borer there?
Borer. So that's also the, all these things.
Issues, you're putting letters next to each other, it's not ksiva.
No. Right, so he just said putting letters together.
No, I'm saying, the Rummy Cup is where you put a sequence of numbers. Yeah. Putting numbers next to each other on tiles is not... It's not
derech ksiva. That's what most write.
Except for Scrabble, when you have the deluxe edition, which has the frame where each letter is falling into like a mishpat set, then you shouldn't do that one.
But so some are okay. So I'll just quote some are machmer if it has a frame and it snaps in a little bit, like the deluxe Scrabble. Yeah. So some are machmer for that. But again, it's
only if it snaps.
It's a
putting magnets on the refrigerator or something like that with letters.
I don't think there's a problem with magnets. We're going to see there's also no problem of hadbaka or tofer with magnets. We're going to see that if we get there at the end of the day. So to put letters and all that together in general is okay with magnets and etc. Okay. Hey. Let's go on to hay. Mutar lirshom betziporen al hasefer kamoshim roshmim lesiman she'ein zedavar miskayim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're allowed to take your nail and make a line or a crease into the paper, because you can't make letters out of creases of the paper, but you can make just a simple line. That's nothing. That's not called derech ksiva. There are some who are machmer on this one. Folding paper that the poskim say is okay, just to make a crease. Not obviously not to make a whole paper airplane out of it, but just to make to fold in half or just to make a little crease in the corner. That most poskim say is no problem.
What's the difference between a line and the letter vav or nun?
A letter vav and a nun. I'm not sure if I understand the question. If you're making a letter out of it,
you make a line.
Right. So the kavana is to make a line. It's a siman. There's no.
It's not a shape and it's not a letter.
Right. Okay. And then many write taking a picture on film. Okay, and digital may not be the same issue, but film cameras, photographs. Many write that would be ksiva. Some say deraisa. Some say derabana. Digital, it may not be the same issue except for the electricity issue.
The camera, security camera, is long.
A separate issue as far as miskaving, not miskaving, but if you're having kavana to be seen on a live camera screen at the same time as the camera on Shabbos, that's right, would be the same ksiva issues. Could be. I mean, it could be. It's a whole question. It's not. It's not miskayim at all, so whatever. It's lights. It's what to be discussed. Just to point out, the Shulchan Aruch is mekel 100%, no questions asked. But many are machmer. The Mishnah Berurah seems to recommend being machmer, and some Sephardic poskim also say it's whatever. It's a machloket. So, of course, it's good to be machmer. Vav. Chut shel tfira. So now, let's get into tfira a little bit. Chut shel tfira sheniftach asur lemotchel mishum tofer. If you have a thread that's coming loose with something, it's holding a garment together, and now you want to tighten it. So it depends. If you're going to do it, and it's if you're going to tighten it, and you're going to end up making a knot at the ends. So again, if you're making a knot, you could also have an iser of kshira. But if you're making but for the purposes of tofer, if you're tightening your thread, it's going to bring two things together, and you tighten it either with a kesher shel kayama or just a bow or a ribbon. Then it's a kesher she'eno shel kayama. Then it would be aser. Yeah, so we'll get there in a moment. We'll get there when we finish Zayin. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you have a normal fabric being held together with a thread, a stitch, and now it becomes loose. So if it's going to be you're going to tighten it with a kesher shel kayama, you're a chayav chatas. If it's not a kesher shel kayama, like an aniva, then it would be only an iser derabanan. And if it's three tefirot and you tighten three tefirot, even without a kesher, if it holds, the assumption is it holds, then it would also be a daraisa. In general, to be chayav tofer, chayav daraisa would have to be when there's a knot with two stitches. That's the general rule. Or three stitches without a knot, if it would be done in a way that is it lasts. It's mitzkayim. That's just now. Let's read Zayin, and then we'll understand your question better. Otam shemahatkim abegadim seviv zoroteim aydei achut shemotchin oto umitadek. There are people that wear garments, and let's say the end of their sleeve or whatever it is, their neck, their sleeve, you have like a random thread, and they use that to tighten it around them. So then, that'd be aser, asur lematchel. How midarabanan probably. It depends on the situation. Again, you're not going to tie a. Anyways, let's go on. It depends if it's permanent or not. Ela in kein yu anekavim rechavim ktsat umetukanim betfira beigo. Now, if this is a garment and it's made to be loosened and unloosened. Nowadays, with our fancy fabrics, you know, you have your whole little seam around your little circle. I know there's a proper word for that little stitch. I forgot what it is.
Stitch.
A buttonhole stitch? Okay. So, any time that you, or fasteners, whatever people have, where you have, it's meant to be used in that way, and that's how it's designed, and you open it and close it at all times, that's not called derech tfira, that's not how people sew, and that's 100% mutter lechatchila. So generally speaking, whenever anyone has any of their clothing and they have these little strings and it's meant to tighten it, it's common around the neck or the hood. But wherever it is, it's mutter. And since it's always left there, it's also not a problem for carrying on Shabbos. Just as an aside, the Mishnah Berurah points out. Okay, I think that answers that. Chet. Wants to drop more? Well. If you have a pillow and you have feathers, soft, cotton, whatever it is, you're allowed to return them. You had a pillow, it was already made, so the kli was already done, and it came out 100% mutter to put it back. But to do it for the first time, you're creating a pillow, and that would be a chiyuv daraisa. Tet. Okay, let's just do ma'amer real quick, and then we'll stop. So when it comes to ma'amer, that's gathering things that grow in the field. Like if you want to get a bunch of apples or a bunch of figs or a bunch of whatever, or things that grow from the ground. Not only trees, you gather them together and you put them together.
You make a pile
or you put it in a kli. All those, any gathering would be an iser deraisa. That's if it's something that grows from the ground and you do it where it grows from. So let's just read a couple, we'll see. Salt doesn't grow from the ground, therefore it's domele ma'amer, it's only derabanan. V'chein asur l'kabe, it's kol davar mimakom gidulo. But it'd be nisa daraisa to gather anything that grows from the ground where it grows. And then the shear is a grogeret, so just a small little dried fig, it's not much. Yud. A makabe is devela. So what's common? People gather and you're just sticking together a bunch of figs together. That was done. V'asam yimeno igul. And you made a whole little circle, large circle of, okay. O shenakav te'enim v'ichnis hachevel behem achin kabzu guf echad. Or you gather them with a string until they become attached or together. It doesn't have to mamash be attached, but together. Harezet toledes me'amer v'chaya v'chen kol kayotze bazeh. Mishnah Berurah points out that if you have a bunch of fruits that fall in your house, they're in your house. It's not in the place that they grow. It's mutar lechatchila. That's not me'amer. There never goes there by that. And that's 100% mutar. Should we stop? Let's see. I think we'll stop and we'll finish this part tomorrow. Hopefully we'll finish.